You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The blues has always been a staple in Kalamazoo. But when the 411 Club closed 3 years ago, its blues jam, that predated the club, ended too.
Once that closed down, there wasn't really a regular hangout for, you know, that genre of music.
That's Marissa Aguirre, also known as Little Mo. Her band, Blue Veins, now hosts a weekly blues jam on Wednesdays at Shakespeare's Pub. Here's how it works. Bassist Sean DeRoss says, first, Blue Veins hits the stage.
Basically, we do a set on our own, you know, kind of warm up the crowd, warm up ourselves. Good chance to work out any, you know, sound check type kinks as well.
Oh, I can't quit you, babe.
While that's happening, people sign up to play. They fill out a questionnaire that asks them things like, what instruments do you play? How long have you been playing? Aguirre says they'll usually add a funny one, too.
Who's your favorite Beatle or your favorite constellation?
What's your sign?
I think
that's how it started, actually, was what's your sign?
So then from then on, we just try to do a different one every week.
Then DeRoss says it's time for the members of Blue Veins to play matchmaker. They have to put the right combination of people and instruments on stage.
People who are part of the same band will come in together and want to perform together, and so...
Try to accommodate that when we can. Sometimes that's hard. It depends on, you know, how many people show up, how many musicians show up, different skill levels of the different instruments. You don't want to have all of your novice players together on the same set, so we try to have a good mix.
For beginners, jamming with seasoned players can make you a better musician. But DeRoss says even very technically skilled players can learn something from a jam. He says it teaches you to adapt to songs and styles of playing that you're not familiar with.
You know, that's something I don't think that you can really get from, you know, sitting and practicing at home to a metronome, is, you know, being able to interact with other people on the fly in front of a live audience with a song you've never done and try to pull it off.
DeRoss says the Blue Veins Jam is kind of like a reunion. You can see members of local blues bands and old jam buddies come together in one place.
A lot of these people that come by, I've known them for 10, 20 years, and I've played with them since I was first starting out. It's not just, you know, a musical gig like other musical gigs I have, but it's also, you know, a get-together with my friends, almost family every week.
But Aguirre says what they really want to see is new, young faces. She says many of the great blues musicians in town tend to be older and don't go out as much.
And that's a big part of why a lot of these jams aren't continuing on as long as we would like. So that's kind of part of our goal, being, you know, our average age of the band a lot younger than some of the other ones. We kind of want to try to influence that a little bit and try to draw the younger crowd so that we can keep things going.
Aguirre says getting young people into the blues shouldn't be that hard. In fact, they probably like the genre already.
Blues has influenced rock and roll and other forms of music, and a lot of times people hear songs on commercials and the radio that are actually blues tunes, and they don't realize that they do in fact like the blues. So getting to hear it live makes a big difference too, because you can listen to it, you can dance to it, you can live your life to it.
Aguirre says yes, there are great blues artists like B.B. King and Muddy Waters. But there are also modern takes on the blues, too. Bands like the Black Keys and the White Stripes. You can join in or watch the Blues Jam Wednesday nights at 8 at Shakespeare's Pub in Kalamazoo. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.